keep me in mind.
Good morning, Free Country. Today's Froggy 99.9. I tell you what, Froggy's been in our new building, our new crib. Ah, yes. When's the last time you watched the Nelly version of MTV Cribs? I believe 1998. Great show. Lots of fun. We got the fine folks from KFGO talking with Joel Heitkamp yesterday. And, well, I'm a little lucky. I get to see him every night out there, Newman Outdoor, working for the Red Hawks. But all the Froggy Air staff now gets to chat with the one they call Jay Michaels. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Look, this is my privilege. To be in this Froggy studio. I mean, this is like the legendary... I was just watching an exhibit in the parking lot, Pimp Your Ride outside. Hey. Awesome. I love the Frogmobile that he's pimping out.
Like that hydraulic? We got a fish. We got an aquarium in the back
hopping.
Seat.
Yeah, it's hopping is what it's doing out there. Yeah.
It's good. Just got back from the drive-by, so we're putting in the waterfall in the trunk there next Thursday. It's supposed to be done with the remote
from
control.
From an old Vega or Yugo. What was that car?
It's actually a combo of both.
Yeah.
Toss in a little Subaru, like a side of ranch.
A Subaru with a side of ranch?
Yeah. So now that we've totally made everyone have their eyes crossed.
Right.
We got a Red Hawks game today. We got the Business Day special. Somebody that, now, I know we talked a few days ago.
Yes, Sean.
What number employee were you hired by the Fargo-Moorhead Red
maybe
Hawks?
Maybe in that four range? Four or five?
Yeah, employee.
They had to have a GM.
Hire you.
Yeah, right. They had to have a general manager. Then they had to have, someone that worked in the office. They needed someone to call the games, So then eventually they went out and found, the not-so-important people, like the manager, Doug Siminick, and, pitching coach and players, those people that really didn't matter. But those of us that really... Yeah. So I was one of the early guys on there. Yeah. That was
18 years.
Yeah, date myself now.
It's good stuff.
I was 13 at the time.
And a really good fake ID.
Yeah, but it's been nice. Been good. And, I like just hanging by the guy that does the public address announcing.
He is a putz.
You have 4,000 people at the palm of your voice. Tongue. I don't know how to phrase that.
I like to call it audio silly putty.
That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
That almost made sense. And the great thing is, you ask to yourself, what is the announcer guy at the Force Games or the Red Hawks game? What do they talk about in between announcing the batter? This.
Right.
What is happening right now, you and me, in the press box, this
right
happens.
Here. Yeah, and you say, no, literally, I've lost 5 pounds. All I eat is dum-dums. Now batting for the Red Hawks, the second base. That's how it...
It literally is like that. Today, business day game, 12:30, yes. First pitch. Ceremonial first pitchers. Sometimes last night we had Captain Plasmo with BioLife.
Last night.
You want to talk about a fun time seeing Captain Plasmo throwing a baseball
in DNA.
Public.
Yeah, I like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. You go next level today.
Right.
Now, are we already stretching the rotator cuff? How's it hanging in there? We go with the curve, the slurve, the knuckler.
Anybody fortunate enough to be able to do this kind of thing, it's you think it's cool until you get out there and you realize, I haven't thrown a ball in a while.
1994, I last played catch.
Right.
My cousin.
Right, so we're going to go out there and do it today. I might grab our ag director from our fine properties, Shauna Olson, to see what kind of arm. She's from Walhalla. I'd imagine they had ball there growing up by the gorge.
Now,
wherever.
Is she the southpaw there, or she's a righty?
Yeah, I think she's a righty, but
all right.
Spits up a little bit.
Spin, maybe a little bit of the rosin there before she tosses.
So I could knuck up, she could spit up, and the Red Hawks hopefully can beat the Boulders. Is that a way to phrase that down? You guys like that?
The 17 people listening right now have no idea what you just said.
Get out to the ballpark and see. Yeah. So the Rockland Boulders have come a long way to hopefully lose 3 out of 4 games to our Red Hawks. That's what I'm hoping for today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jack Michaels. You hear him every day, noon to 1 over the lunch hour. You take a break, pause from Lily. You head over to the AM dial. Till 1 p. Central.
Yes.
You come on back.
And you come on back. And I'm sorry, that wasn't exhibit. That was exhibit. So thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, walk off. Walk off. Jack Michaels, ladies and gentlemen. Dear Lord. Performing 2 shows nightly. And first pitch today, Red Hot. That's actually really funny. And he's already out of the studio. Florida Georgia Line, good morning. Froggy 99.9.
Hammer and a nail.